In what way was Pesach Mitzrayim different than all other carbon Pesachs that were brought? The Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th of Nisan, had its blood smeared on the doorpost with a bundle of grass, was eaten as if they were in a hurry to leave, and lasted for one night, whereas the later Pesach lasted for 7 days. How do we know that only the Pesach Mitzrayim had to be taken on the 10th of Nisan? The Gemara says, the Pesach says, only that Pesach Zeh that needs to be taken on the 10th, but no other Pesach. If that's how the word Zeh is understood, then when the Pesach says that in Pesach Mitzrayim it needs to be checked for a month for 4 days, it also should mean that no other carbon needs to be checked for 4 days. Yet we learned to the Gezeir Shavah that a Tamid has to be checked for 4 days. And for the Gemara, the Gezeir Shavah tells us that a Tamid has to be checked regardless of any other drusha that we would have said. Additionally, later Pesachim also need to be checked for 4 days because the Pesach says, which teaches that the avoida of each Pesach is the same. It wasn't Mitzrayim. The word hazeh is written in regard to the checking requirement. That's written in regard to the checking requirement comes to exclude the requirement from applying to Pesach Sheni, but not for future dayers. If that's how the word zeh is understood, then when the pasuk says that the Pesach Mitzrayim needed to be eaten by laila hazeh, it should be understood that means that no other Pesach needs to be eaten at night, which we know is not the case. And for more, the pasuk says viavadu as avoida, which teaches that a later Pesach must also have to be eaten at night, like Pesach Mitzrayim. The balayla hazeh is used for a drasha by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Pesach may only be eaten at the chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva uses for a drush to say that the Pesach may only be eaten for one night. Based on this way of understanding, when the Pesach says V'chol Orel Lo Yoichal Boy, it should mean that only a person without a bris can't eat the Pesach Mitzrayim, but other Pesach may could eat. But it says the Pesach says V'vatos Avoida, which teaches that a later Pesach has the same halachas as Pesach Mitzrayim. The word Boy teaches that a person without a bris may not eat a Pesach, but he may eat the matzah and the mar. Based on this way of understanding, when the Pesach says V'chol Ben Nechal Lo Yoichal Boy, it should mean that that a person who doesn't follow the mitzvahs may only not eat from a carbon Pesach of Mitzrayim, but later Pesach he could eat from. The word says the Pesach says V'vatos Avoida. Avoida, which teaches again that a later Pesach has the same halacha as the Pesach Mitzrayim. The word Boy teaches that such a person may not eat a Pesach, but he may eat Truma. Mark explains it was necessary for the Torah to tell us that a person without a bris can't eat a Pesach, and also tell us that a person who doesn't keep the mitzvahs may not eat a Pesach. Because if the Torah would just tell us about a person without a bris, we would say he can't eat a Pesach because he's physically repulsive to Hashem, so to say. If the Torah would only tell us about a person who doesn't keep the mitzvahs, we would say he can't eat a Pesach because he doesn't believe in Hashem. That's why we need both, to teach us both that both are can't eat a Pesach. Fechtemar, again, based on this way of understanding the word zeh, when the pasuk says umalta oisay oz yoichal boy, it should mean that a person whose sons and servants don't have a bris may only not eat from Pesach Mitzrayim, but future Pesachs they could eat from. Mar says the Pesach says yevatos avoida, which teaches that a later Pesach has the same halacha as the Pesach Mitzrayim. The word boy teaches that such a person may not eat a Pesach, but he may eat truma. Fechtemar, again, based on this way of understanding, when the pasuk says v'etzim layishbru boy, it should mean that the bones may not be broken only in Pesach Mitzrayim, but later Pesachs they could be broken. The Mar says the pasuk says again yevatos avoida, which teaches that a later Pesach has the same halacha as the Pesach Mitzrayim. The word boy teaches that the isra only applies to a valid Pesach. One more time, fact, based on this way of understanding, when the pasuk says "al toichlu mimenu no," it should mean that only by the Pesach Mitzrayim is the problem of eating it partially roasted and partially raw. But later Pesach shouldn't be a problem. Or it says again, the pasuk says "yivatos avoida," which teaches that later Pesach has the same halachas as the Pesach Mitzrayim. The word "mimenu" was used by Rabbi Nerum Yitzchak for Gzeir Shava. Mishnah says "v'nechal b'chipazin v'chulul." The pasuk says "v'achatam oisay b'chipazin," which teaches oisay only the Pesach Mitzrayim has to be eaten as if they were in a hurry. No other pesachim. The Mishnah said "upesach doyres noyhe kol shiva v'chulul." Or it says it can't be referring to actually eating the Pesach, because that doesn't apply for 7 days, even later generations. So obviously it refers to the Isra of Chametz. In fact, this would mean that the Isra of Chametz in Mitzrayim only applied for one night. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says in a Braisa that it applied to the entire next day as well. The Gemara says the Mishnah means that the Pesach was eaten for one night, as it was for later generations. However, with regard to the Isra of Chametz, in Mitzrayim it only applied for one day, but for all the later the Yom Tov of Pesach it applied for 7 days, of course. Zok the Mishnah, Yeshua said, I have heard that at times the Truma, I'm sorry, the Tmura, when you're trying to take the Kedusha from one animal, put it onto an animal of Chulin, and the result is that both animals become Kaddish. So I have heard that at times the Tmura of a Pesach itself is offered as a Shlomim, and at times the Tmura of a Pesach is allowed to get a woman sold with the proceeds used for Shlomim. However, it itself is not offered. But I don't recall the different cases and the different scenarios when these halachas are applied. Rabbi Akiva said, I can explain. If a Pesach was lost, causing the owners to separate a new animal for a Pesach, and the original animal was then found, the halachas as follows. If it's found before the new animal was shechted, in which case both animals stood able and ready to be offered, then the original animal is left to develop a mum sold and its proceeds used to buy a shlama. The same halacha applies to the tmura animal of this original animal. However, if the original animal is found after the new animal is already shechted, the original animal is itself offered as a shlama. The same halacha applies to the tmura animal of this original animal. Why wasn't Rabbi Yeshua taught that at times an animal separated as a Pesach is itself offered as a Shlomim and at times not? Why is this framed in reference to the Temura? The Gemara says the Chiddush is that even the Temura of a Pesach is not always offered as a Shlomim. One may think that since it can never be offered as a Pesach, it was never able and ready and should therefore always be offered as a Shlomim. So we teach that that's not the case. Rabbi learned our mission to mean that the determining factor is whether the original Pesach was found before or after the actual Shechita, which is what the Tanakhama of Ebraisa says. Rabbi Zera learned our mission to mean that the determining factor is whether the original Pesach was found before or after the time for the Shechita, meaning Chatzos, which is how Rabbi Eliezer learns in a Braisa. Mishnah said, "Achas shchitas ha-pesach yavi shlomim." Zakhmar Rava said this is only true if the animal was found after the shechita and the tamura was done after the shechita. However, if the animal was found before the shechita, even if the tamura was done before, was done after the shechita, both animals may not themselves be offered as a shlamim because even the kedusha of the tamura comes from a rejected kedusha. Abaye asked, the Braise said the words im kesev teach that the tamura of a pesach after the replacement of the pesach was re- after the replacement pesach was already shechted is brought as a shlamim. Now, if the Braise is discussing where the original pesach was found after the shechita, this halacha would be obvious. It must be that the Braise is discussing where the original animal was found before the shechita, and still the tamura is offered as a shlamim. And for the Gemara, the Braise is discussing where the animal was found after the shechita, and the pasuk is not actually teaching the obvious halacha, but is rather an asmachta. The pasuk actually teaches us something else. It's taught in the Braise that kesef teaches that the tail of a sheep brought as a pesach must be offered, and im kesef teaches that the psachim, which is the pesach which is ultimately offered as a shlamim, is offered with all the halachas of a shlamim. Others taught Rav's halacha regarding the first part of Rabbi Akiva, that the tamura is not itself offered as a shlam in only when the original animal is found before the shechita and the tamura is done before the shechita. However, if the tamura is done after the shechita, the tamura itself is offered as a shlam, even though the original animal is not. On that, Abaye asked, the Braise says, in Kesef, which teaches that the tamura of a Pesach after the replacement of Pesach was a shechted, is offered as a shlam. We would think that the same would apply for the tamura of a Pesach found before the replacement was shechted. The Pasuk therefore says, who? Which teaches that only the replacement is shechted, not the tamura. Now, if the Braise discusses where the animal was found before the shechita and the tamura was done before the shechita, that would be obvious. It must be that the Braise is discussing where the original Pesach was found before the shechita and the tamura was done after the shechita, and still the tamura itself is not offered as a shlam. This is a tuyufta of Rava.